Chapter 2. The Legislative Branch. During a March 2010 town hall meeting in New Jersey, Representative Frank Lobiondo of New Jersey's 2nd Legislative District was asked to explain Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution. He replied that Article 1, Section 1 guaranteed Americans free speech. His response is a classic example of how little most Americans, even those who take an oath to defend and uphold the Constitution, know what is in the document. Of the 7 articles in the Constitution, Article 1 is the most important. Divided into 10 sections, it establishes the legislative branch, defines the nature of the general government and its relationship vis-a-vis the states, and enumerates its powers. It received the most attention during the ratification debates of 1787 and 1788, and contains some of the most contentious clauses in the Constitution. Section 1 declares, "All legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and House of Representatives." This bicameral system was a fundamental change to the Articles of Confederation and is the key to the general government. By design, the only national and democratic element of the Constitution is the House of Representatives. The framers intended the Senate to retain the federal nature of the government under the Articles, in which each state had an equal vote in the Congress. William Richardson Davey of North Carolina, a member of the Philadelphia Convention and an ardent supporter of the Constitution, reasoned during the North Carolina Ratifying Convention of 1788 that "steadiness and wisdom are better ensured when there is a second branch to balance and check the first." That second branch, the Senate, represented the sovereignty